Hey, how's it going, everybody? As a person that loves history and loves helping others, I want to bring a different side to the lessons it has for us. Through history, I want to show you growth and twists on what history can offer through different perspectives. So, without further ado, let's start the lesson. Marie Curie was born poor in the year of 1867. She is one of five children, and both of her parents were teachers. Her father was a teacher within the field of science, physics, and math being the focus. Her mother passed away to tuberculosis when she was young. Her father inspired her, and she began to have a fascination with science. She did quite well in school in the following years, however, she couldn't attend the university her father taught at. The University of Warsaw was men only, and so she went to their secret underground school instead, where girls were taught in private and secret. Money was horribly low at home, with her father being the sole provider for five kids. So she picked up a couple of jobs to make ends meet. She made a promise with her sister Bronya, where if Bronya studied, then Marie would work. Then Bronya was done with schooling, she would return the favor to Marie. 5 years go by, and Bronya finished school in France and invited her sister Marie. The sisters struggled once more as Marie finally attended college. It is said that Marie's health suffered on numerous occasions because of the lack of money. Her diet consisted of buttered bread and water till she finished a degree in math and a master's in physics. She went on to meet a man through a friend by the name of Pierre Curie. They married a year later and both had deep interests in science. They worked separately for the most part on science projects. They teamed up here and there, but not too much. They both were research workers for a science-based school. Another scientist in the world had already discovered radioactivity in uranium, but that was the only material. Marie made a discovery in something called pitch blende, where she discovered radioactive levels 330 times stronger than uranium. Her husband quickly dropped all of his projects to help her out. No matter how sick, inflamed, or dried out their skin was, they continued to work with the radiation till they could isolate all of their discoveries. Barely surviving radiation sickness, they managed to discover two new atomic elements, radium and polonium, were the two discovered, and disaster eventually struck. She was the first woman to win two Nobel Prizes, both for her radioactive discoveries. However, a coach wagon accident occurred one day and her husband was involved. He died that day and she was struck with grief. She took his professor post he later acquired at the University of Sorbonne. They had two daughters during their marriage as well that she did her best to take care of. She went on to fall in love with a former student of her deceased husband. His name was Paul, and unfortunately, he was married at the time. He divorced and then went on with Marie, but this had its repercussions. She was under fire by newspapers and various media sources, and so she was struck with negative emotions and found daily life difficult because they found her activities to be adulterous. Einstein, who admired her work and supported her from afar when the world didn't want to accept the female scientist, felt like helping her out. He said to her, quote, "To simply not read that hogwash, but rather leave it to the reptile for whom it had been fabricated," end quote. And so, with newfound determination, she continued her work and never gave up. Her next big creation would go on to be a mobile X-ray developed for World War I and saw use on the battlefronts. Her daughters went on to do great things as well. One wrote a biography on her, and the other had astounding success in the field of science. Now, a lot of things happened to her over the course of her life, but she never gave up. As a kid, she lost her mother. She spent huge portions of her life being poor, almost dying because of her diet. Went on to deal with radiation sickness, lost her husband, was ridiculed by the entire scientific community because, one, she was a woman in her early years, and then two, later on, because she fell in love with a married man. So she went through a lot, and she just never stopped, and she continued to have good support from people like Einstein and others that told her to stop paying attention to what everybody else is saying or doing. The opinions of others do not matter. Keep pushing forward, keep doing your work, and you'll get by just fine. So I feel like there's a lot we could learn from her for sure, because she had to persevere through a lot. I mean, she had to study in secret meetings at a all-male university just to have a higher form of education. And her dad could only teach her so much, considering, I mean, how hard the struggle was for the family. So if there's anything to take away from all of this when you're on your way into work in the morning or whatever you're going to be doing today, just remember all of these things that she went through, but also remember all of the accomplishments that she made as well, and that you shouldn't give up and that you should keep working, push the opinions of others to the side, and meet your goals. Thanks. And that is all I have for everyone. As always, if you like the content, feel free to follow and listen in daily. If you want to support the content, feel free to do that as well. And I hope all of you have a blessed day. Take care.